Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 23rd of January, recording at 9:17 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, I'm recording at this time, but I don't know when I'll actually be able to post this audio on the website because, frustratingly, our internet service provider, Daemon, has got demons. It's been down for the last few hours. And I don't know when it's going to be completed. I know it has nothing to do with our IT systems, and the Daemon is working on it. We had a similar problem this morning, and the service was down for 5 hours before they actually restored it. Fortunately, it's an unusual occurrence, and hopefully we'll soon be over. But at any rate, let me get on with the recording. But I wanted you to understand, if it is posted considerably later, why that had taken place. In terms of stock markets, I think that given the additional selling pressure, or given the selling pressure first that we saw on Friday, and the knock-on effect that we saw in what had been the real leading lights from Asia, Japan, and in terms of most recent activity through up until this correction. I'm talking about Japan now and also Korea. Given their additional declines, Hang Seng Index coming down, and so on, this could have been a bit of a bloodbath in both Europe and the United States in here today, but it's been anything of the kind. And the European markets started weak near the lows of the days, but then picked up and recovered a bit. And well, some of them ended with modest gains, and the others had modest declines. And Wall Street closed out with modest gains and was on the plus side for actually most of the day in here. Might have been helped a bit by this decline in the US dollar. But this is really quite interesting because we certainly did see some technical deterioration last week, and that raises the question, are we seeing just a little temporary pause in consolidation, or given some of the downward dynamics that had occurred in Japan and elsewhere, were we seeing a correction not unlike the one that we saw last October, or were we seeing something even bigger, such as the beginning of the medium-term stock market correction that I have felt was most likely to occur in the second to third quarters of this year, but could be brought forward by, the single factor that I mentioned that was most likely to bring it forward if that was going to happen would be a rising oil price. And we certainly saw the oil price surge on Friday. And as a matter of fact, of course, as you know, it's been rising for several weeks. Now, what was different in here today? Well, investors didn't panic. That's clearly one factor. Also, the oil price backed away from its highs that we had seen last October. I beg your pardon, last August. Those highs, those Katrina oil price highs. So that helped a little bit, and maybe it also indicates that there's still enough money around on the sidelines that would like to come in. Now, it's very difficult to make any kind of profound conclusion in here today, if not downright impossible. All I'm going to do is to say that Europe and Wall Street did better than might have been expected. Given the hammering that they took on Friday, if this market was really fragile, then we could have seen some fairly dramatic, or would have seen some fairly dramatic follow-through in here. So I think that we'll need to see a little more evidence. It's not impossible that we could just get a gently steady little type of dead cat bounce in response to the strong sell-offs that we saw on Friday, and then continue south. But I will watch very carefully in here this week. Certainly, if we have not seen further weakness in stock markets before the end of this week, I will cover those shorts that I opened on Friday, those head shorts, and take a loss on those positions almost certainly. And if we do get some additional weakness, then I'll jam in tight stops fairly soon on those on those positions. I think I want to give them a few more days here to provide further clues and before I actually make up my mind. So, give today to the European and USA bulls who did not let the markets go into a self-feeding selling panic, at least not today. What else have we seen around here? Bonds a little bit steadier for the most part, but not up that much. The more interesting story, a quite important story, is the dollar. This really has been thumped in here today. We've got the euro trading after hours here at 123.08, and the Swissy dollar's fallen down to 125.65. Dollar yen, that's not had anywhere near as big a move, but is at 114.40. And the dollar index has certainly come down quite sharply. I'll just get that last level in here, 87.93. Now, you know my view, or in all probability, you do, and that is, I said that the I was saying throughout December that the dollar had almost certainly peaked in November and was on its way back down. And subsequently, we have seen downward dynamics by the US dollar, which just added further evidence, and we've seen it erode technical support levels, initial technical support levels. We saw it establish a lower high in December and a lower reaction low, and we saw another lower reaction low here in January, and it's just broken down again. So again, all the technical evidence suggests that the dollar has well and truly peaked last November and is on its way back down. And there are still quite a few people out there, judging from what's being said on the financial television programs and in some of the reports, who are saying that no, the dollar is going to go up again. Well, until I see some clear evidence, such as a break in the progression of lower rally highs that we're seeing on the dollar index, and those that'll be up on the interesting charts when I can post the charts. Until I see that, I will continue to look for further moves on the downside. That helped to steady up precious metals in here today, which had a reasonably good day, particularly platinum, which had come off the least and is very, very steady in here on the April contract. It's 1053.8. It's just under the all-time high, and gold's pushed back up to on the spot gold 459.30. It's been a dollar or so higher than that in here today, but that's not a bad performance here overall. And industrial metals, now they were hit on Friday and rebounded quite strongly in here today for the most part. Well, they were all up in here today. And nickel, that's one of interest to me because of my Inco position. That's up $275 in here today. Tin broke out on the upside. Again, you might remember Owen opened a long position there. I should have done the same. And copper, which I do still hold, and so does he, that came back nicely. Had dipped down in the on the fear factor here to about 208 on the March contract earlier today, but trading after hours here at 212.25. So the dollar certainly helping. Some of the soft commodities, particularly sugar, which has attracted the lion's share of speculative interest among agricultural commodities because of its biodiesel importance. And it's just gone rocketing up. Looks very overextended, but it's been going up for quite some time. Just had an even, and just had a huge upward acceleration in here today. So weaker dollar will certainly not deter interest in a number of these commodity markets going forward. Oil prices, judging purely from the chart here this time, usually the best thing to do. It would hardly be surprising to see some backing and filling in the region or a little below the August highs, but this is a secular uptrend and there's plenty of support underneath, and I look for new highs in the not too distant future. And I expect the oil price to be moving up for a number of years, not just days or weeks. And I expect precious metals to be moving up for a good many more years. And I expect industrial metals to be doing the same. They'll often be volatile from time to time. They'll experience some cyclical corrections from time to time, which will last a few months, or could even last, oh, 18 months. We saw a ranging phase for gold of in the gold price for 18 months during much of 2004 and 2005. So we can see pauses, lengthy medium-term corrections like that, but the secular trend is certainly upwards. So I think those are the main points in here, and what we need to keep an eye on most closely in the short term, I believe, is the stock market cycle, because stock market technical action in here, just to gain a clearer picture of whether this was just a little temporary pause or the beginning of something bigger. Incidentally, among two markets where I have non-insignificant investments, India's was very impressive today, closed with tiny, tiny loss. And we also had in Thailand, which has been a good relative performer really since last month, that closed on with a gain in here today and closed on the high of the day. So again, pretty good action there. Now Japan, the best thing that I can say is that we had very little downside follow through on the banks index in here today, but we do need an upward dynamic to indicate that this correction is over. And when we do get that, I think there'll be a trading buy for the short term, and anyone who's on the sidelines and wants to increase their long position in Japan, which I think is an excellent long-term story, ditto Korea, will have an opportunity to do so. That's it, folks. All the best.